Let's speak to Avril Limon, who is a leadership psychologist and business psychologist as well. Morning, Avril.
Good morning.
Why do we seem to be so obsessed at this time of year of setting goals?
Well, I mean, it can be any day. I think the day you wake up and you decide to change something is a great day. So I think the problem with New Year is that people decide to follow goals that they don't actually want to, you know. So I'm never going to eat chocolate again, I'm never going to drink again, and 3 days into the new year you fail at that, as anybody would have predicted. So they've got a bad rep. I think choosing to change is something fantastic, but like Michael says, you know, not overstretching yourself, because you're scumming yourself so fast. And there's a lot of work out there on setting tiny goals, really tiny goals that don't look significant, and just working till they're absolutely locked in as new behaviours. And as a behavioural psychologist, in a way, it's fine if we talk a good game. The proof is whether we actually stick to it. So we need to make it tremendously easy, small enough. And something that's not always easy for Scott is we need to celebrate our success, however small. We tend to do the, oh, yeah, but I haven't reached my eventual goal, rather than, you know, I did that today. That was fantastic. And, well, the thing I do is I try and link it to something I'm going to do or have to do or want to do anyway. So I love my first cup of coffee in the morning. And I've linked to that the fact that I wanted to improve my French. So I've been doing Duolingo.
Oh, très bien.
Every day. I'm up to 620 days. I don't think I've ever stuck to anything that long. But because I want my coffee and I want to savour it, it's now such a habit, it's quite hard not to do it.
So what do you do then? How does that work? Because I'm...
There's an app
for everything, isn't there?
And I've been in Paris a couple of Octobers ago, and I'm suddenly standing in the Gare du Nord, all I could think of were cow, mouse. I knew all the names for animals, and you don't need them so much in Paris. And I thought, this is embarrassing, you know, just get on with it. And I started, and I set myself a really low goal, you know, that I'd get 20 points a day, and you can set that. And it's just become easier to do it than not do it. And built in, of course, there's reward. There are little creatures, and gamification, little creatures jump up and down and say, well done, which don't happen to you most days in your life. But I think it's that, pairing it with something you want. Like, if you've got a coffee machine, and I am not coffee-obsessed, though it sounds like it. If you've got a coffee machine, I know people who do squats, and Michael might approve or not, they do squats while they're waiting for the coffee to come through.
Michael,
and
do you agree with that?
Is that, to make a coffee.
Is that a good idea?
You can build movement into your day. I'm all for it.
Right. Okay. I'm doing that as I'm sitting here, and I'm sort of moving my shoulders about as I'm chatting to you. So that could be part of my new routine for 2022. And Avril Limon, our behavioural psychologist, is with us still. Avril, it can be really difficult for people who want to make resolutions like this, but have other challenges. It's not the same as everyone sort of on an even keel and an even playing field. How important is it that we consider these resolutions or goals as a personal thing for where we're at the moment?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to ignore what everybody else is doing. If you're having a dry January, let them. You've got to decide what's absolutely right for you. And it's the only thing you have control over. We don't have control over the world, the pandemic, and that can feel frightening. We do have control over ourselves. But the thing, the trick we miss all the time is to be positive. I mean, Leslie's putting such a lot of work into overcoming this. And one of the things I would like, if you're still listening, Leslie, at the end of every day, write down the three best things about that day. There are plenty of bad things. There are things that wouldn't have gone right. And we focus on those to the extent that we miss out on, you know, I think 3,000 steps is brilliant. I've not been doing that well over Christmas. If you do 3,001, that's the result. Put it down.
How do you get over that, though, Avril? Because, you know, whenever you are struggling with something as long-term and as mentally draining as long COVID can be, it's sometimes very difficult to shift from that place and to almost do a complete 180 to try and be positive about it. It's very, very difficult. So
if people start saying be positive, I'm not suggesting you punch them, but it's not smart, you know. I'm a clinical psychologist, I'm a positive psychologist. I would never say cheer up to somebody. You've got to find the little grain, and we tend not to notice that. We tend to think everything's a bit useless, and it isn't. In every day, however much we're struggling with, there are tiny little things, and the more we can focus on those and say, that went well. You know, it might have been that a friend called you. You might have had nothing to do with it, you think. But you think, no, hang on, that friend called me. I must have been good to that friend at some point. And it may feel like you're scraping the barrel, but the more you can think, oh, yeah, I've been quite nice, or I've done that, it's rewarding. And you can't do, you know, doing the happy clappy, everything will be lovely. None of us at the moment can predict what anything will be like, but we do have control of ourselves. It won't feel like it, but the more we can focus on, do you know, I walked across the room, or I did 2 squats while the coffee was being made. That's a result. Do not pay attention to the person who's running 6 marathons, because they're not human like us. So focusing on the positive, keeping a diary of it. You can have all the technology in the world, but there's something about writing it down and being able to look on a bad day, look back and say, yes, but on Tuesday I was quite good. Or who knows what I'll be like tomorrow.
Yeah, we're actually chatting about diaries a little bit later in the programme. So if that is something that you do and you enjoy sort of seeing it in black and white, you write it maybe with, you know, sort of physically, or you do it on your phone, let us know about that as well. 80295, it'd be interesting to have your take on that. We're going to go to Margaret and Kilmacombe in just a second, but just finally on that point, Avril, about that trying to sort of get yourself into a different sort of mindset. There is something around, you know, trying to make that a gradual process, as you're saying. So not necessarily, if you're really struggling, you know, even getting to a neutral point where you're thinking, right, you know, things are okay. It doesn't have to be amazing. It doesn't have to be all the way up that scale of feeling fantastic. There are really small sort of processes in between.
Yeah, I do. So just, I'm waving my arms around. I get people to draw a ladder, as long a ladder as they want. And if your eventual goal is to do something amazing, you put the hand at the top of the ladder. Mm. And then you do as many thousands of steps necessary. And you start with, what is the tiniest, weeniest little thing I could do that would point me towards that? So say you want to be a concert pianist. Yeah, right. Okay. I might need to think about getting a lesson. Well, that might mean I need to look it up on the internet. So you break it down to, well, I'd need to go to my computer then. That would be the first step. And if you do that, you're on your way. And you do them as slowly as possible. And you might get to the point where you think, no, I don't want to be a concert pianist. I'm quite enjoying playing piano.
Where you are. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, that's fine. But we often go for the, I should have been a concert pianist, you know, if I'd only had a chance. And then it's a negative experience. So breaking down our goal to ridiculously tiny, tiny, tiny goals, as I was talking about earlier. And every time praising ourselves and recognizing whatever anybody else says, if they're saying you should, you stop listening to them at that point.
Okay.
Because you don't know.
Avril, that's a common thread at the moment, isn't it? This sort of believe and you shall receive. And we see all this sort of idea of positive psychology, which I guess in a way is part of that. But I guess that there's obviously research behind that. Tell us a little bit about that as a process, if you can, because I know we need to let you go soon.
Sure. And positive psychology, yeah, is very scientific, so it's also very behavioural. And I think everything that Margaret has said is spot on. I think a New Year's resolution isn't so much about saying, here are my resolutions for the year. It's about, as I say, starting today, and the visualisation is a fantastic part of it. I will often get people to visualise what I want my life to look like later this year. So it's a little bit like Margaret's doing on a daily basis. But then if you can do it on a daily basis, excellent. I don't particularly go for letting the universe do it for you, because I think we've been given amazing talents and wonderful brains, and there's a lot we can do for ourselves. But if we decide I'm going to be kinder today, then visualising ourselves being kind to people and then deliberately going out and choosing to be kind to our neighbour or whoever, that's very constructive. And what we know from the research is it pays in wonderfully to well-being. So I can't comment on the religious or your belief side of it, but I think so many of these wonderful practices have been found to be scientifically productive of good mood, better mood, and better behaviours that actually benefit not just us, but the people around us and even society. So, Margaret, you keep doing what you're doing because it sounds fabulous.